2019, 22 trans women of color have lost their lives as a result of fatal violence. In this week's Current Culture Commentary, Robin Boylorn reflects on the needed visibility of trans women of color in society while addressing their untimely deaths as a result of hate crimes.
The CDC reports that Black women have the highest rate of intimate partner violence in the country. Black women, including trans and gender nonconforming women, die predominantly at the hands of Black men as a result of patriarchy, toxic masculinity, transphobia, and trans misogyny. Now, while it's important to acknowledge who is responsible for murdering trans women of color, I want to highlight the significance of their visibility while they are alive. Hate crime statistics are staggering but incomplete. There is no official or federal source on how many transgender people are killed in a given year, and because of a lack of statistics, which includes underreporting and misgendering, it is impossible to know the actual number of trans victims. What we do know, however, is that trans women of color are the most vulnerable to this epidemic. We know that the life expectancy for trans women of color is 35 years old. We know that cultural ignorance and hate, coupled with state-sanctioned violence and disregard for the lives of those who are different, results in societal ambiguity and dismissal. We know that for the most part, the lives of trans women of color are absorbed into the alarming statistic of a crisis no one wants to talk about. We know that trans women of color deserve better. They are vulnerable not only because of discrimination, but because of the multiple jeopardy of an identity that includes Blackness, womanness, and femininity. They also experience discrimination in employment, criminal justice, housing, and healthcare, leading to conditions of poverty, unemployment, homelessness, and police brutality. Trans identities are currently popularized through TV shows like Orange is the New Black and Pose, but in reality, we only learn about everyday trans women of color through their deaths. We must see and humanize Black trans women beyond the problematic context of violence. We must consider what it means to create a space where trans women and men can exist beyond their vulnerability to violence. We must shift the narrative from who she was to who she is. The murder of trans women of color deserves our immediate attention and urgent intervention. But even more, we need to create safe spaces for trans women to exist and live and thrive out in the open. We must humanize their experiences and vocalize our support through advocacy, policy, and relationship. They must be made visible, not through the tragedies of their deaths, but through the miracle of their existence. I'm Robin Boylorn. Until next time, keep it crunk.
Crunk Culture's producer and editor is Brittany Young. Our logo was created by Kiera Wright. Our theme music is provided by Rocky, and I'm Erica Furtado filling in for Brittany this week.